the things you loved. I lived to haunt you, to ask you to hold this oldest piece of human DNA beneath your tongue. It's shit, dug up from wave-cut caves in the Summer Lake Basin of Oregon, mixed with red fox, wolf, coyote, animals they ate or later came to pee on their remains. Hold this and think the thing you love the most, what you most want inside you, mixed in with your excrement in 15,000 years when someone digs it up. Think the thing you loved so much, you conjured it in labs to live inside the flesh of every animal, to saturate your own well-fatted flanks, king of all the creatures. So these must be the names for things you loved so much, you peed on all the earth and all its living things, which you then ate to concentrate its thickest dose inside your pearl-white fat and rearrange your DNA and gene expression. Aldrin, dieldrin, DDT, Mirex, toxaphene and TCDD, heptachlor, hexachlorobenzene, and the PCBs nestled in your genes with you, and chlordecone and the hexachlorocyclohexanes, all the things you loved. Thank you so much to the Margin Shift Collective for having me, to Deborah and to Magad and Craig and Jane. It's such a pleasure and honor to be here and to read with Anastasia. Woo! Can we just give her one more round? It was amazing. So awesome. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm going to read a few more pieces and then Anastasia will come back and then I'll come again, as Deborah said. I'll read a few more uplifting love poems. And some of these refer to the fact that I grew up in Los Alamos, New Mexico, which is where the first atomic bombs were made and where there's still a nuclear laboratory. So in love. I love you, I love you, I love you, wound trace on skin like duh, a scar the size of Cincinnatus, leader of the Roman army who only wanted to go back to farming. I grow my own food too, Cincinnatus, but I can't believe it took so long to understand that I was dead, like everything alive. So I get out of work early, cram myself onto your thighs at that best spot for licking clean the snapshot of the albatross caught on a fishing line, dragged down into the water still alive, its 6-foot wings so piteous, ridiculous, the figure Baudelaire used for the poet, a real aggrandizement. No human is ever as beautiful or intelligent as an albatross, its name already a mistake from the Portuguese Alcatraz for pelican, better known for the prison island, which is why Bill Gates insists I capitalize it. You are always here haunting my poetry, you boomer empire humans who thought you'd die in nuclear war so went ahead and killed the world. We who came of age in the neon afterglow 80s just bought everything you sold. We strung our prison islands out across the world, and now our wound-faced offspring won't stop licking the glossy pictures of that decade. They want to pretend to be alive. They're so in love. For love. I was born because of love inside a weapons lab. The end. Omega Bridge connects the town. The little boxes lit along the cliffs. For love, the men awake and cross the bridge to labor on their bombs, for love. For love becomes a body in the world, and fear. A fear comes with it to the world, a cry in air burst first from lungs, and grief, the instant born, the shape of what will come, the shape of what they'd seen. Become then, students of the sun, to will that fire here to burn. The bomb makers always burned with so much love, the father pillars of my child self in church, who prayed the sun to earth to burn up everything for love. For love formed fear, for grief. And this is Poem of Force. The shining part of shields and weapons and up-armored trucks. The glitter sprays of sun I hold my hands up in, a kind of scream from dreams, I throw my flame-burnt bird-beak heart. No hope is what the mother told the press, a tune that has no words and never stops. The bullet works by hitting with such force, the force of a Mack truck. Though it's just a one-inch slug of densest lead, it leaves a trail like a freeway crash through bone and flesh because it flies so fast. It's a primitive technology, a pointed bit of soft and silver poison metal wrapped inside a gleaming coat of copper. A clip of a white man in a suit aiming a gun in each hand precedes the news report. It's an ad for a TV show on TNT called Legends. At the office, the old assistant put a sign up that said, "Force yourself. Force yourself down to the ground and spread your legs and keep your hands above your head," the cop kept screaming. A helmet and a gas mask make the man seem only weapon. The word force means body of armed men. My town holds some of the planet's most dangerous substances that kill by moving invisibly through cells and scrambling the atoms that make up flesh and bone. A mercenary army guards the stuff with guns. We used to park at a gate to the lab to make out and wait. Before too long, a guard would come with gun and light and shine it on our skin and sometimes let us stay there, steaming up the panes at the edge of the cliff where the radiation leaked into rock of hardened ash from an ancient volcano. They never scared me once. I never had to think of force from sunglassed men in uniform, a white and privileged chick. I always cried if I got stopped, and usually I knew the cop, Officer Grecian, Captain Tom, church members and friends. They almost always let me off. The violence I knew came in much more intimate forms, without a gun, in homes and cars. He wrote that asking men to stop the work on the atomic bomb once it began and then refrain from using it on people would be like asking a boxer to sense in the heat of the fight the moment his opponent lost his strength and started the slide to defeat and stop pummeling him with his fists into unconsciousness. Can you hear the global engine gunning, getting louder? Once it's out and hot and loaded up, it's just too hard to stop. Thanks.